If you've been following The Voice on NBC, we have been this year, you probably know who was recently let go from The Voice. And I believe we have Tess on the line with us. Tess, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah, like I said, I've been watching this pretty intently this year. Got into it for one of the first times. Love the judges. And we're at the point in the competition now, as you know. Boy, you guys are all doing so well. And unfortunately, last week, you were found yourself in the bottom three, and then you were eliminated.
Yes. Unfortunately, my journey had to end at that moment, but it was the most amazing experience.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, what made you decide, I want to try to get on that show?
Honestly, they were coming to St. Louis, and my friends and family had said they were coming to St. Louis, and I should try out. And I have been a religious viewer of the show since season one, so I've been probably one of the biggest fans that's ever tried out. And I went to an open call, and I was the last contestant of the day, so I waited hours and hours and hours and sang Bound to You from the movie Burlesque. And then I ended up getting through thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to the blind audition next, and there's actually a few more rounds in between. So thankfully I survived those, and then I got ushered to turn around, and then in a whole whirlwind of emotions and circumstances, I made the top 10.
Yes, you did, and did a great job at it, too. You ended up being finally on Team Shakira. What was it like working with these? I mean, these are major artists, Shakira, Usher, Adam Levine, Blake Shelton. What is it like being around them?
It's so surreal. It's honestly, you feel like you're in a dream because they're so close to you. They are invested in you and saying that they're a fan of your music, of your performance. And whereas the artist, we are coming from the same background of, you know, maybe trying to see them at a concert and get front row tickets, and now we're in the same room as them getting mentored by these huge legendary superstars. So it really is a dream come true, and they are phenomenal, phenomenal, and genuine people.
Yeah, it looked like when you were down in the bottom three last week, I honestly thought Shakira was going to start crying.
Yeah, it was it was pretty emotional. I looked at her right before the Twitter save started, and she blew me a kiss, and she just said, I love you, girl. Whatever happens, happens. And I was thinking, wow, how many times can someone say that Shaq said that they love them and whatever happens, happens?
So now what? I mean, what's up next for you?
I don't really know. I'm home now, and I'm just kind of taking a little rest emotionally and mentally. I'm a little bit drained at this point, but I don't know what my first step is going to be. I know that I want to cut a record. I know that I want to tour and play out. So right now I'm just trying to clear my head and really focus on what's the next thing I need to do.
So do you have any more, can I ask, you have any more contractual obligations with The Voice, or have you and Voice now parted ways?
Well, I'll be with them in the finale in 2 weeks.
So okay.
Other than that, there's a few behind-the-scenes stuff that we have to deal with. But, yeah, I should be able to do what I want in a little bit.
Cool. Now, you made some good friends on the show, right?
Yes. Everyone there, all 48 contestants, and now the 8 that are left, and then Bria and I, who left last week, I can honestly say that they have become my Voice family. And we've been living together since July or August, so
wow.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah. Now, originally, you did a lot of dancing and cheerleading. That was kind of your background, but you always loved to sing, right?
Yes. Singing has always been number one, and then the dancing and cheerleading has been kind of to help in a performance aspect, and they're also my passions, too. But singing has always been, you know, plan A.
Okay. So now will you be watching tonight when The Voice is on?
Definitely.
Yeah.
A lot of people have asked me that, too, thinking that I would be bitter or upset at the outcome. And while I'm sad that I'm not on the show, I still am first and foremost a fan of the show and of my fellow artists. So I'm excited to see tonight. It's going to be weird, though, not being there.
I would imagine it's going to be very weird. So anyone in particular you're going to cheer for tonight? I mean, like I said before, boy, at this level, including yourself, all you top 10 are very, very talented individuals.
Thank you. Yeah, they really are. And honestly, I'd be happy with any one of the 8 that are left there winning. I could say that I would be standing behind them 100%. I know that I'm close with Christina Grimmie, and she's done really well. I'm also really close with Jake. I don't know. It's so hard to pinpoint names.
A lot of us will be tuned in tonight like you will be. Tess, don't give up singing, okay?
Oh, I definitely won't. Yeah. I know that is the one thing. This is not the last of me.
Good. We hope to hear more from you. Tess, thanks for taking time out and joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Tess Boyer was on The Voice.